Every algorithm in T18 has assumed a single task. One MDP, one reward, train until the policy is good on this task, and then deploy. The trained policy is specialized to its training task, and transferring to a related but different task requires retraining from scratch. That is wasteful when the agent will face many related tasks. A robot that learns to pick up a red cube should not have to relearn the entire pickup motion when handed a blue cube. A language model that learned to solve grade school arithmetic should be able to apply most of what it knows to grade school algebra without full refine-tuning. A driving policy that learned to navigate one city should transfer to another city without erasing the trained motor skills. The structure that lets training on one task help training on another is the focus of multitask RL and meta RL. The two are related but solve subtly different problems. Multitask RL. Train one policy on many tasks simultaneously, sharing parameters. The trained policy can perform any of the training tasks, ideally with positive transfer across tasks. Meta RL. Train so the agent can rapidly adapt to a new task at test time, using only a few samples from the new task. The trained meta policy is not specialized to any one task. It is specialized to the adaptation process. This lesson covers both. Multitask RL, the setup. A distribution over tasks, each task being a different MDP, that shares some structure with the others, same state and action spaces. Rewards differ. Transition dynamics may differ. At training time, the agent sees data from many tasks. At test time, it must perform any of the trained tasks. The standard architecture, a single policy network parameterized by theta, with the task identity, or a task embedding, provided as additional input. The training objective is the expected return AFSA, averaged over all training tasks. The hope is positive transfer, training on task. A produces shared representations that also help task B. Empirically, this works when the tasks share enough structure, the same physics, similar reward shapes, related action sequences. It fails when the tasks are too different, producing negative transfer. Training on a wider task distribution makes the policy worse on any individual task than dedicated training would. Three practical concerns. Task imbalance. If some tasks are harder or have less data, the easy tasks dominate the gradient. Practical solutions. Per task weighting. Gradient normalization across tasks. Chen et al., 2018. Task-specific learning rates. Interference. Gradients from different tasks may point in conflicting directions. Solutions. Gradient surgery techniques. Project task gradients onto a non-conflicting subspace. Separate task-specific heads on a shared backbone. Capacity. A single network may not have enough parameters to do all tasks well. Solutions. Task-conditional architectures. A mixture of experts, where different tasks route to different subnetworks. Or scaling up the network. Multitask RL is the practical answer when you have a known set of training tasks and need the agent to perform any of them at test time. The training cost is more or less proportional to the number of tasks. Multitask training is roughly N times single task training cost for N tasks, but the deployment policy handles all of them. Meta RL. The setup is different. The agent must adapt to a new task at test time with only a few samples from the new task. The training tasks are not the test task. They are a representative sample from a task distribution that the test task also comes from. The agent is trained to be good at the adaptation process itself, not at any particular task. Three families of meta RL algorithms. Gradient-based meta RL, MAML. MAML. Model Agnostic Meta-Learning, Finn et al., 2017, trains an initial parameter setting that is one or a few gradient steps away from a good solution on any task drawn from the task distribution. The meta-training loop. Sample a task from the task distribution. from the current parameters theta. Do k gradient steps on a small sample of this task's data to get task-adapted parameters theta fly task. Evaluate theta hot task on a held-out sample of this task's data. Compute the loss. Backpropagate this loss through the inner adaptation steps to update theta. After meta-training, theta is a good starting point for fast adaptation. At test time, given a new task with a small sample, do a few inner loop gradient steps, the same k as in meta-training, each at inner learning rate alpha, from theta, and the adapted policy is competent. Mammals appeal. Explicit gradient adaptation matches the standard RL training mechanism, so test time adaptation is just continued training. Its difficulty, the meta-gradient, gradient through gradient steps, is computationally expensive and sometimes unstable. Recurrent / context-based meta RL, RL squared, RL2, Duan et al., 2016, Wang et al., 2016, treats the meta RL problem as a partially observed MDP at the meta level. The meta policy is a recurrent neural network whose hidden state encodes what task am I currently on based on recent experience. At each meta step, the network sees the current state, the previous action, the previous reward, and updates its hidden state. The action is conditioned on the entire history. There is no explicit gradient step at test time. Adaptation is implicit in the recurrent network's hidden state update. Given a few transitions from a new task, the RNN's hidden state updates to encode the task, and the policy adapts via the hidden state. RL2's appeal: no test time gradient computation, fast adaptation. Its difficulty: the recurrent network must learn to do meta RL implicitly, which can be unstable to train and hard to debug. Bayesian meta RL, PERL. PERL, probabilistic embeddings for actor-critic RL, Rakeli et al., 2019, treats the task identity as a latent variable and learns a probabilistic embedding. At meta-test time, the agent maintains a posterior over the task embedding from observed transitions. The policy is conditioned on the posterior embedding. The posterior is updated as new transitions arrive, Bayes style. The adaptation is the posterior update, not a gradient step or RNN state update. Has theoretical appeal, explicit uncertainty over the task, and is competitive on standard benchmarks. Decision rubric. The recurrent and gradient families dominate in practice. Bayesian methods are theoretically appealing but trickier to scale. Concrete examples and where this is in modern AI. Robotic manipulation. Multitask RL trains a policy to pick up many different objects. Meta RL trains a policy that adapts to a new object shape in a few trials. The QT-OPT pipeline, Kalashnikov et al. 2018, is the canonical large-scale single-skill grasping pipeline, one task at scale, not multitask per se, and demonstrated the offline then online structure that multitask and meta RL extensions then built on. Language model fine-tuning. Large language models, after pre-training, are effectively meta learners in the in-context learning sense. Brown et al. 2020, GPT-3. Given a few examples in the prompt, the model adapts its outputs to the task without any gradient update. This is implicit meta-learning at scale. The meta-training is the pre-training itself on a massive distribution of internet text that contains many task-like patterns. Video games, AlphaStar, Vignoles et al. 2019, was trained via multi-agent self-play across a population of StarCraft II races and matchups, with league-style training driving generalization across opponents. Strictly a multi-agent self-play setup rather than canonical multitask RL, but related in the structure sharing across distribution sense. Recommender systems. Production-scale recommenders are multitask by design. Different verticals, different audiences. The transfer learning literature in recommender systems is essentially the multitask RL story applied at industrial scale. Why this matters when you use AI. Modern foundation models are, in many senses, the multitask and meta RL agenda taken to the scale where it just works. Pre-training on a huge distribution of tasks produces models that adapt to new tasks via in-context learning, no gradient step at test time, and via fine-tuning, a few-step gradient adaptation, MAML style. The structure that the multitask and meta RL literature isolated in clean academic settings is recognizable in how foundation models are described and deployed at production scale. Understanding the multitask and meta RL framings helps you read claims about few-shot learning or rapid adaptation in modern systems with calibrated skepticism. Few-shot learning is meta learning at scale. The test task distribution has to overlap with the training task distribution for it to work. And the failure mode, test tasks too far from training, is the same. Common pitfalls. Conflating multitask and meta RL. Multitask. Train on many tasks, test on the same tasks. Meta RL. Train so the agent adapts to new tasks at test time. Different settings, different algorithms. Expecting positive transfer automatically. Multitask training can be worse than single task training if the tasks are too different. Negative transfer is a real failure mode. Underestimating task distribution shift. Meta RL assumes the test task is from the training task distribution. A test task outside that distribution is not in the meta-trained agent's adaptation budget, treating MAML as the default. It is theoretically appealing, but the meta gradient is computationally costly and unstable. RL2 is often the practical choice. Believing in-context learning replaces fine-tuning. In-context learning works for tasks similar to the pre-training distribution. For tasks outside it, fine-tuning still wins. What you should remember, multitask RL trains one policy on many tasks simultaneously. Best when the agent will face any of the training tasks at test time. Positive transfer is the hope. Negative transfer is the failure mode. Meta RL trains the agent to adapt to new tasks at test time. The training signal is the adaptation process itself, not any single task. Three meta RL families: gradient, MAML, recurrent, RL2, Bayesian, Perl. Each makes different design choices about what adaptation looks like at test time. Foundation models are meta-learning at scale. In-context learning is implicit meta-RL. Few-shot fine-tuning is explicit MAML-like meta-RL. The structure isolated by the academic literature is recognizable in production AI systems. All meta-RL approaches assume the test task comes from the training task distribution. Test tasks outside the training distribution are out of scope for what the meta-trained agent has learned to adapt to. The next and final lesson takes a step back. Across the entire track, what does the field's current research frontier look like, and what are the open problems? L18 closes Phase 3 in Track 18.